the voice of the CSU Rams. He's taking time away from teaching his kids today. Brian Roth joins us. Professor Roth, how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm doing good, Jim. Good morning to you guys.
I always like to ask you, what are you teaching your kids today? What's been the subject matter today in the Roth household?
Well, we're doing history this morning, and so we're still on the Renaissance period and learning about Galileo.
Really? Okay.
Continuing to learn about Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and his flying contraption. He was trying to find a way to fly, and then Jonah Gutenberg and the invention of the printing press. So we got a lot of inventions going on here today in the classroom.
A lot of learning going on at the Roth Academy today. I think you should start your own academy, the Roth Academy.
Mr. Roth is learning along with the kids. It's amazing how much you forget. I mean, you've heard Galileo, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows of Sir Isaac Newton, right? You know the names, but then it's like, okay, well, tell me a little something about him. And it's just like,
we got to push all that out of our brains for random sports stuff.
Right. There's only so much room, you know, in the database. When I think Galileo, I'm always thinking of Bohemian Rhapsody. Galileo. I mean, that immediately jumps into my mind. I know more about Galileo than that, but not a whole lot more. The depth of my Galileo knowledge is
and like you
not
guys
much
referred
more than
last
that.
Week when you say Michelangelo, I'm like, sweet Ninja Turtles,
awesome. Heroes in a half shell. I mean, come on, not that one.
Yeah.
Not that the ones that are living in the sewer in New York City.
Donatello and always the moody Raphael.
Good times.
Yeah, so at least for one of us, Brian, of the three of us today, you are regaining some knowledge while the Buckeye boy and myself, we just continue to be blissfully stupid about a lot of things. Like, okay, for example, I'm going to use the Buckeye boy today. I'm going to bring this up because you did.
Okay.
He thought that they would just take like a piece of rebar and stick in Tiger's leg.
I didn't think. I imagined that's what came to my mind. Oh, they put a rod in his leg. I'm like,
wow, piece of rebar.
Rebar pops into my mind.
Go to the local Home Depot, cut off a piece, go to a job site, get a scrap piece, just stuff it in his leg, and he's good to go.
You know, I thought, like, do they have a room where they just have 8 foot long rods?
They go cut pieces of
and
that
they just
up.
Cut them individually per patient.
But I guess the fact that you took that thought in your brain and actually conveyed it vocally is where I'm giving you some grief.
I'm open and vulnerable to the pile and everybody. This is a
safe
space.
I know it's a safe space. It's a trust tree on the program. We really we try to encourage that kind of a safe emotional place for everybody to be. Well, Brian, you've had some time off from calling basketball games and been teaching your kids, and that looks like though. You're going to be really, really busy because the Mountain West announced that the Rams will host New Mexico March 3rd, play at Nevada on March 5th to go along with the games coming up with Air Force.
Yeah, that's the direction the Mountain West ended up going. And to be frank, we didn't know what direction they were going to go in. And, you know, talking to head coach Nico Medved, I talked to him on Monday. And then I talked to him again yesterday afternoon when everything went down. And on Monday, you know, he was saying he was talking to some other coaches around the league, and Brian Dutcher being one of them, the head coach at San Diego State. And they were of the opinion that they would be fine with no games in that final week of the regular season. That, of course, the Mountain West Conference left open just in case of makeups. And they just felt like, hey, we'll get a week of rest going into the Mountain West Tournament. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you make a run in the tournament and hopefully have enough on your resume moving forward. But in the end, the Mountain West Conference decided to throw games in that final week. And the theory, well, there's a few reasons why they did it. Number one, the conference said they wanted every team in the conference to play every other team at least once. And so, of course, the last 2 weeks, we talked about the break with CSU. They had the two-game series with New Mexico get canceled because of COVID issues with the New Mexico's program. And then the two-game series this past weekend at Nevada got canceled due to COVID issues within the Wolfpack program. And so those were the two teams that CSU had not played yet this year in the Mountain West Conference. And so, you know, the Mountain West said, hey, look, we want CSU to play those two teams at least once. So Rams get New Mexico coming in a week from today at Moby Arena. New Mexico obviously having a real tough year. Rams will be double-digit favorites. And then, you know, next Friday on March the 5th, they have to travel to Reno to take on the Wolfpack, and that's an interesting game. Obviously, it's going to be a tough game. It'll be, I imagine, close to a pick'em, according to Vegas. It'll be right there. And it's a game in which CSU wins. Great. It'll help them in the conference standings. In terms of the NCAA, I don't think it's going to move the needle virtually at all. But if you lose that game, it's going to hurt your NCAA tournament chances, and certainly it's going to hurt your Mountain West Conference chances as well. So, you know, the Nevada game, look, they put it in front of you. Go play it. Roll the ball out there. Compete. Try to get the win. But in terms of the NCAA, that Nevada game is no bueno for CSU.
Voice of the Rams, Brian Roth, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. Rams back in action against Air Force on Saturday. They've won 4 of 5 before they headed into this essentially 3-week break. Is there anything that they can glean from that? I mean, momentum's probably gone at this point, but is there anything that they can take headed into the last four here?
Well, that's going to be the big question. And, you know, talking to Coach Medved about that yesterday, saying, you know, what are the biggest concerns going and restarting? Because the Rams were playing good basketball. You know, this was a basketball team that was getting better as the year was going. And to sit there and take a 3-week break in the middle of the season, I mean, it's almost like hitting the reset button. Now, obviously, you have the 18 games that you've already played, but 3 weeks later, are you going to be the same team that you were before? Certainly probably not out of the gates, and I think they'll probably struggle a little bit with Air Force coming up on Saturday, just trying to get back into the swing of things. But that's the big question. Are you going to be the same team that you were before the break? And, you know, I think that has the Colorado State coaching staff certainly concerned. You know, they believe that they're still really good. And who knows? I mean, you could come back, you could be a better team, I guess. You can look at it from a glass half full point of view. But Rams were playing good basketball. They've had a great season going. And to hit pause for 3 weeks, it's the uncertainty of knowing just exactly how you're going to come back off that break. And will you be a different team? Who knows? I guess we're going to find out here coming up in the next 2 weeks, because they'll play 4 games in the span of 7 days.
Voice of the Colorado State Rams, Brian Roth, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. It's Air Force at Moby Arena on Saturday and Monday. Air Force, they've lost 10 straight. They're 4-17. And, you know, like you said, I mean, but the long laugh, that's where you kind of go, okay, yeah. Normally you'd say, Rams, no problem with the Falcons, considering where the Rams are right now, where the Falcons are right now, Brian. But that laugh, like you said, that's to be troubling. And Air Force has a pretty good score, and A.J. Walker at almost 16 points per game. This is, you know, I don't want to scream it's a trap, because I don't know if it necessarily is, but it certainly has the potential of being that kind of scenario.
Yeah, and they also have a different type of basketball team. You know, Joe Scott is back there. Of course, Joe Scott was there in the early 2000s, led the Air Force to an NCAA tournament. Then he ended up Princeton, was at the University of Denver for 8 or 9 years. So Joe Scott's back in Colorado Springs coaching Air Force, and they run that Princeton-style offense. Of course, Air Force has really run since Joe Scott left, different variations of it at least. And then they run a matchup zone defense that Colorado State has not seen here this year. And so, you know, you get Air Force is not very good, but it's an Air Force team that does things differently, just as they do in football, right? when they run that offense, they do things differently. And so that is always going to concern you as a head coach, especially coming off a layoff. But I guess I would say this. If you had to pick a team to come into Moby Arena as you're coming off a 3-week layoff, you had to pick a Mountain West Conference opponent, this year it'd probably be Air Force, because they clearly, at least by the record, clearly are the worst team in the Mountain West Conference. So it works out well from that standpoint. Now, the CSU coaches won't tell you that. You know, they're not going to say, well, we're glad we get Air Force. But the reality is the Rams are fortunate that their first games back are going to be at home, and they're going to be against an Air Force team that's 4-17 and that's struggling, and that Colorado State, despite the layoff, and even if they don't shoot the ball well and have some rust, should be able to come out and win. And not only do you get them once, but you get them twice. So hopefully you come out, knock off some of the rust on Saturday, get your sea legs back underneath you. You get to play them again on Monday. And then by the time that Nevada game rolls around on Friday, March the 5th, regular season ends that night, you're going to have 3 games back underneath you from that 3-week break. And hopefully you're kind of back into the flow of things, because that Nevada game is going to be really, really tough. And then see what happens there. And then it's right into the Mountain West Conference tournament. And you know, CSU's got to at least make the semifinals, you would think. And, boy, if you make the championship game, I think CSU would probably be in pretty good shape for the NCAA tournament.
Voice of the Rams, Brian Roth, joining us, Air Force Saturday and Monday for the basketball team. Switch it over to football. Got this tweet this morning from Rivals Portal. They keep an eye on the transfer portal. Nate Craig Myers heading into the transfer portal. Didn't quite have the impact in Fort Collins that a lot of people were hoping for, did he?
He did not, and in fact, that's news to me. I'm teaching the Renaissance right now.
Exactly. You've got bigger things to worry about right now, Professor Roth.
I did not know that. So, but yeah, Nate Craig Myers was a former, you know, five-star recruit. I mean, he was, by some accounts, coming out of high school, the best high school wide receiver in the nation. And so, you know, obviously ended up at Auburn, played a year and a half at Auburn, transferred to Colorado State, and, you know, I mean, he was a non-factor this last year. I mean, I guess let's just call that what it is. And a good kid, and had a chance to talk to Nate a handful of times. Well spoken. I mean, a good looking kid. Just, but he was a non-factor here this past year for Colorado State. And I don't know what the deal was with him. It just didn't fit into the offense, or, you know, maybe. Yeah, listen, it happens. I mean, five-star recruits just don't pan out sometimes, and they're not that good. And whatever the case has been with Nate Craig Myers, I mean, it's funny because a couple of weeks ago I was talking to my color analyst on the football broadcast, Mark Driscoll, and we were talking about Nate Craig Myers and just saying how we thought, man, it was just a disappointment, you know, that figured this could be the year with Warren Jackson gone that he steps up as a big-time threat offensively, and he just never did. And both of us kind of came to the conclusion that we weren't expecting much out of Nate Craig Myers. Now, hoping to be pleasantly surprised if he did give the Rams something this year, but weren't expecting much from him based on what we saw here this last year. But a good kid, and yeah, I have not seen that, but certainly wish Nate the very best moving forward.
I just had hope he was going to be in that Rashard Higgins, Michael Gallup kind of continuing yeah. that line, and it just didn't happen.
Yep, Preston Williams, right, is yeah. another one of those five-star guys, went to Tennessee, didn't work out. He had some off-the-field issues, and Nate really hasn't had that. But, you know, Preston comes to CSU and, I mean, put up monster numbers. He was hands down the best wide receiver in the Mountain West Conference. Nobody could cover him. And he didn't get drafted. It still perplexes me. And of course, now he's with the Miami Dolphins, and his career is off to a great start. So obviously that's what you're hoping for when you get a transfer like that, that has the pedigree coming out of high school that both Preston did and Nate Craig Myers did. And, yeah, it would have been fun to see Nate kind of become that next guy in the line of terrific receivers at Colorado State, but in the end, just not meant to be.